Welcome all to the first episode of the CFSA podcast series. I'm Tim Murphy, Executive Director of CFSA, and I'm excited to begin this series with you where we hope to educate and inform you of news and updates from around the funeral supply industry. Each episode will bring you an interview with an individual who is on the leading edge of business and innovations in our industry. Our first episode will feature an interview with Paul St. Pierre, President of Selected Independent Funeral Homes and the St. Pierre Family Funeral and Cremation Services, who is here today to talk about specialized customer service skills and strategies and other desired outcomes when working with funeral suppliers. Paul, I was thinking this morning, how long have I known you?
25 years at least.
I do want to tell a story though, because you know, funeral service is all about relationships.
Of course.
And when I first moved to Indianapolis from Akron, Ohio, I had just left the funeral business as a professional and came to Indianapolis to engage an association management career. And when I moved here in 1996, I remembered that the only person I knew outside the people I was to work with was your dad.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I called him up and he remembered me. We served on a committee together for NFDA. And so that evening we met downtown and had a bite to eat, had some cocktails, had a good time. And of course I've been, you know, super close friends with your dad ever since. And then you and the whole fraternity thing that we're a member of. So I just thought that was kind of fun to bring up the fact that this goes back a long time.
Half our lives.
Yes, it does. So getting down to business, what are some of the recent developments and innovations you have witnessed in the funeral supply industry? And how have these affected your customer service experience?
Well, Tim, I have about three things that come to mind. One, e-commerce in our industry has really provided some consumer convenience, customer convenience, supplier convenience. This will have to remain a part of the portfolio of any services of any company, whether it be on the supply side or whether it be on the consumer side. You have to be able to purchase everything online. I think that's been one of my biggest changes this last year. I also got to say I've seen a big turn over the last year towards more imported products. And then later finding domestic suppliers finally kind of stepping down off some high profit margins to compete. People are looking different directions, but the domestic suppliers are really coming into play. Often I find it's too late after switching to a supplier that might provide some imported product. It's often too late. Just like Tim, if you think about it, if you're have a bank that you do business with or an insurance company you do business with, you don't like to change a whole lot, but you have to take a physical a few times each year. And I think clearly this is helping keep prices lower for customers. It's resulting in funeral homes not having to raise prices, but suppliers need to do this too. They need to take a physical from time to time.
That's a great point.
It's really changed. I think more care and attention is being turned on working on the business versus working in it.
Oh, another really good observation.
You know, one of the innovations though, I want to share with you that I've seen, I think it's just so interesting to share. And it's a specific example of a company called Parting Stones. Have you ever heard of Parting Stones?
I haven't.
It is interesting. It's a product that has just developed out of the innovation, I think, that's come out of the pandemic. And what they do is they solidify cremated remains into a stone-like appearance. So 40 to 60 of these stones are created from cremated remains. Every time I think I've seen something new, something else comes out. So if you have a pretty good idea of something, it's likely someone might be developing it already.
That is interesting. Well, and thanks for the potential member lead.
They're a good company.
So as we move on, what types of qualities, qualifications, or style of doing business do you look for when you're selecting a supplier for your product needs?
Well, Tim, for me, alliances are clearly important. So I usually look for partners that are in associations that I feel are respectable and that I frequent and feel value in. But even those are changing. As prices go up, funeral homes have to continue to deal with not only the changing consumer, but changing suppliers. And sometimes that can be difficult. And I'll share with you, I feel like, you know, one of these qualities, I guess you could say, is loyalty. I feel like loyalty has to continue to be nurtured and never taken for granted. And I want to give you an example. It's really kind of a negative example, but I'll turn it around on how it turned very positive. I have a supplier, Tim, that has been providing me casket product for many years, and I don't use them at every one of my funeral homes. So one day they sent me a catalog to that funeral home that I don't do business with. And that catalog offered prices much lower than I have received for, as a 30 plus year customer. And so I was really, really frustrated. So I called them out on it and expecting the worst, and they addressed it, offered a comparable or better situation, and actually explained their situation. What I'm saying is, you know, loyalty is important, and the supplier listened to the issue, but I hated that we had to wait to a problem to address it. So reward the customers you have. Don't keep raising the stakes on those that you believe that are your loyal customers in hopes of the next new customer. I think new customers are important, but don't take the past great relationships for granted.
That is great advice, Paul. Thank you for that. And I know that our members, you know, our members are always looking to, you know, not only improve their businesses, but improve their relationships with their customers. And everybody sure. wants to expand. So hearing from a funeral service professional, kind of having the gloves taken off and, hey, this is real. This is how we do business. I know our members are really going to find this extremely valuable. So if I haven't said it yet, I really appreciate you being here today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So, Paul, how has your supplier or suppliers assisted you and your staff in bringing product knowledge and other educational benefits that help you serve your families better?
Well, you know, I always look back to, I can look back at a lot of history, but it's what have you done for me lately? And I think lately, of course, has been this pandemic. So the pandemic certainly strengthened, I think, the educational benefits that are available to our industry. I believe that all the suppliers have really dug deep to get in front of the customers, and by and large, I believe have been very successful at it. Clearly, we're seeing a lot more boots on the ground starting again as far as sales, because I think people are, you know, they might still be frightened with the pandemic, but I think they're more willing to get out now as vaccines have come out. But I am seeing a continued, and I believe always, we'll see a continued blend of Zooms and emails and e-newsletters and a lot more ways to connect that has worked this last year. It has worked. I don't see it going away. So if there is a supplier that is not connecting that way, they still have time to get on the bandwagon.
Right. Well, that's a really excellent point. You know, when we're on the topic of the relationship between the funeral director and the supplier, tell us about a service or action or something done by one of your suppliers. And it could be any supplier, it could be caskets, vaults, chemicals, anything that really made their customer service superior and thus memorable to you.
Sure. At the end of the day, it really does come down to service. And one is very meaningful for me. I had a supplier in Indianapolis, a vault supplier, that brought in person, I mean, well, days before the burial, a stainless steel carapace that goes on top of the vault. And it was custom. It was, you know, trying to satisfy a lady who was in an unfortunate situation, whose husband died very suddenly. This carapace was stainless steel and had some personalized rings and quotes and things on it, but she couldn't picture it with a computer image. You know, like I said, suppliers are getting very good at getting technology in front of us and providing us with things that we need, but this customer could not see it in person and understand what the picture was going to display when we sure. got to the cemetery. So this gentleman delivered it early within one day of the arrangements, just so the family could see it outside of the funeral home. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that personalized service, because I know that that takes fuel and that takes manpower, and that some suppliers might not be interested in going that extra step without an extra charge. But not a lot of customers are asking for that level of personalized service, bringing something out a couple days early and willing to do that. I feel like they stepped up so much. And I'm talking about this, okay, every week to people.
Yeah.
And I won't forget that supplier for going that extra yard. So sometimes one extra yard can lead to years of relationships.
So basically this provider said, I am now running you to the top of the roster of importance of projects for today.
I felt like I was their only customer.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is that's first of all, a very memorable thing for you, but it's also a great lesson too for anybody in the supply industry.
You Absolutely.
Know, yeah. I guess as I've grown up in business over the years, one of the things I learned is that people who really, really enjoy good customer service, that's what gives them their jollies. That's what they do. That they love doing things that feed that. And
sure.
And so and those are the best people, of course, to have on your side.
It sure is. Sure is.
So, Paul, what are some of the go-to sources that you use to stay up to date on industry and professional trends?
Well, like I said, I do think that connecting with associations are the most valuable resource. There's so many rural funeral homes that just, you know, they don't understand the value of dues. They don't understand the value of trying to make those connections. But because I actually go to my email newsletters of my main suppliers and consultants, some of these consultants are just fantastic and being everywhere else in the industry. And they're increasing their communications of the industry trends. For example, you know, I'm seeing a lot more personal shared practices by members of the associations that I frequent with. Very, very helpful during the pandemic. You know, one of those examples is, you know, an up-to-date industry trend. Have you ever heard of a company called Hugs from Home?
No.
It's not a company that I've done business with to date.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is what I see when I'm looking at different trends around the country. Hugs from Home is a service where a customer can share a token of love and support if they can't attend a funeral ceremony. So the customer sends a note to the family and the funeral home attaches it to a white balloon in the empty seat in the funeral home.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like that is how I'm keeping up with up-to-date industry trends. I see these things going on in different areas of the country, and it's really a great way to help boost our profession.
Especially in the funeral supply sector of things, I am always amazed at the creativity of not only our members, but people who are providing services or products to the funeral profession. I'm seeing new things every day. A lot of this has been brought out by, you know, the pandemic.
Sure.
A lot of this is just, hey, you know, I just discovered a need because I talked to a couple of families and now I'm doing this.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be pandemic related, but I will say the pandemic has forced people to sit and think of some new ways to serve their clients.
No question.
And there is so many great ideas that are spawning right now. It's a whole nother level of service this next decade and product.
That's excellent. So what do you know now that you wish you had known at the start of your career? I know that sounds like a loaded question, right?
You know, I thought about it too. I thought about it a lot. But I think I didn't realize how hard it would be to serve an industry with over 50% cremation rate. I believe forever that when burials became the minority, that the cost of cremations would go up. And that rise in that cremation demand would just kind of flip the prices of cremation and burial. It has not worked that way. It has not worked out that way. I wish I knew that one early. I really do. But I think it still could happen. But cremation is a kind of a low cost to get into industry. So it's an easy place for people to get their foot in the door if they want to help serve those that have had a loss.
That is a really, first of all, it's a great lesson. And Unfortunately, you know, we don't have the magic ability to turn the clock back and innovate that way. But when you recognize that, oh my gosh, now I have to react to this, you know, that's better than not reacting at all.
Sure. I just wish I knew that early on. I think what's happening is, you know, it's given opportunity for more suppliers though to help serve that need in that area. And certainly we're looking more at trends and suppliers that's going to help us with cremation more than ever.
Excellent. So as we wrap up today with this series in the podcast, I just kind of wanted to, first of all, once again, thank you for taking your time away from Wilson St. Pierre to come and be with us here today at the Casket and Funeral Supply Association of America at our headquarters here. And, you know, it's because of knowledge that is out there in the field, in the profession, that really helps our members. Even if it's just a reminder of things that they already knew, sometimes it's just good to get a reminder, right?
Sure, sure.
So if you have one piece of advice for funeral service suppliers to help them expand their business, what would it be?
To not get too comfortable with their suppliers. I mean, everyone has a supplier that helps them, but to not get too comfortable. Always know that current funeral or cremation providers are dealing with many, many discount operations on the service side, and price is still a huge issue. Funeral prices have not gone up on the consumer side a whole lot lately, and funeral homes are afraid to raise their prices. So I think suppliers are key. I think they're key to continuing to help dig deep for savings. And that might be creating some turnkey e-commerce sites or whatever it may be. But I think just helping to tell suppliers to don't get too comfortable with theirs. Continue to look. Everyone is spending some time trying to, like I said, work on their business. And that's certainly a way they can do that.
Well, at the end of the day, we are all about business.
Sure.
So that's why we get up every morning. And that's the last thing we think about when we go to bed at night is our business, more than likely. So, Paul, once again, thanks for being here with us today. I know that our members are going to appreciate this insight, and I look forward to having you come back for another series.
I look forward to it, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you.